Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The first baseman, Scott Hatteberg. Batting third. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The DH, Aribil Durazo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Eric Burns. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Terrence Long. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Adam Piott. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mark Mulder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. And now, play ball. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hatteberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tejada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Chavez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Piott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Long. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Creed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Piatt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Piatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ellis is 0-1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Graffanino is 0-1 in the game. Graffanino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatteberg is 0-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tejada is 0-1 in the game. Tejada hits a line drive beyond second. Graffanino can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Chavez is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Chavez hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Burley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chavez for the out. Tejada moves to second. Two outs. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durazo is 0-1 in the game. Durazo hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ordonez is 0-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatteberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Mulder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hernandez is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burns is 0-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez, who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Hernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Adam Piatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Piatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Konerko strikes out. Two outs. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creed is 0 for 1 in the game. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tejada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chavez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durazo is 0 for 2 in the game. Durazo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Durazo reaches second base with a double. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Durazo scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Burns is walked intentionally. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rowand is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowand strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Graffanino is 0 for 2 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick White now pitching. Adam Piatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Piatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Piatt hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive towards third. Chavez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tejada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez strikes out. 2 outs. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durazo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Durazo hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Lee reaches second base with a double. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lee moves to third. One out. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Creed is 0 for 2 in the game. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rowand is 0 for 2 in the game. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Koch now pitching. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terence Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Burns now playing left field. Chris Singleton now playing center field. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 0 for 3 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.